Hello, this is Scott. Hello, Scott. This is your mom. I need to know how to use the online casino. Please tell me what to do. I am lost without you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Hello, everyone. It burns when I pee. Extra Life Radio.
The following Extra Life Radio show is dedicated to Will Daisy.
If only it was so simple.
Oh. Extra Life Radio. It's like British comedy, only funny this time.
Hi, this is a hardcore gamer grandma, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Extra Life Radio program. This is Extra Life Radio show number 57. Number 57. It's amazing we've gotten this far or that anyone gives a crap at all. We're happy to bring you this show. Today's October the 8th. No, tomorrow will be the 9th when you get the show. So let's say it's the 9th of October. No, of November, right? I'm a little excited. I'm a little jazzed because tonight is going to be a great show. We're all bringing our A game and ready to entertain you through your commute or wherever the heck you listen to this fine program. If you're new to the show, you can participate in the following craziness by sending us an email, either written comments or questions or comments in audio format to myextralife@gmail.com. That's myextralife@gmail.com. Also, we have a new phone line. A lot of you knew we had a little trouble with the beef line. The beef line is no more. The beef line is gone. Forget you ever heard about the beef line. It is now called the crap line. The crap phone. I don't know. The crap phone's probably better. So we'll probably call it the crap phone. That number is 206-203-CRAP. That's 206-203-2727. For those who are phonetically inclined. No, I don't have that right, do I? Anyway, welcome to the program. We got a big show for you today. Let me introduce who's here. Hang on. And, oh, whoa, hold on. Whoa. Hello. Okay, sorry. Technical glitch.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Oh, that's the voice of our special guest. Before we get to him, let's get to some others.
Shut up, Len.
We have on the line with us, or we have in the room with me, Mark Larson, who I'm not supposed to use your last name.
You've already said my last name about four times.
It's spelled with a Q. Mark Larson, welcome to the program. How are things?
You said nothing about an A game tonight before we started recording.
Well, I told these guys, and they all agreed, so you're agreeing by default.
All right.
Anyway, Mark's here in the studio, as always. We have on the line with us Andrew from the fine state of Florida. Andrew, how are you?
Very good.
That's great. Seriously, I can't even stand myself. I'm so happy to hear that you're here. There's Mark's cough. We're glad to have him back as well.
I coughed away from the microphone. Thank you very much.
We're calling him G. McGillicuddy Flim Man McGee. And we have on the line with us a very special Brian.
You forgot Brian.
Special Brian.
A very special Brian who's coming to us from South Carolina. That's in America. And we're very happy to have him.
Yes,
now
still in the U.S.
Yes,
we did not secede from the Union. We're still in America. That's right.
Yeah, but you guys drive around in a. Don't you guys
that
all drive orange?
Work.
You guys drive orange cars with like the Union Jack on the top or whatever that is.
It.
What's that called? A Confederate flag.
Union
excuse
Jack.
Me.
General Lee.
Yeah,
the British love it.
Oh, that's the car.
Yeah, the General Lee is the car, dude.
They fly the General Lee on the flagpole.
Yeah, it's definitely the – yeah.
I definitely don't have my A game tonight.
Mark brought his D game. Everyone ready for Mark's D game? Anyway, Brian, it's always good to have you here. Now, we are minus Obsidian. We have no Obsidian, and the reason for that is we don't really know. We know he went to Cincinnati. We know he's probably – who knows? We also have with us an RTD2 sort of clone. Oh, excuse me. We have Len – from Jawbone Radio with
Hello
us.
Hello there.
Yes. Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing well. I have R2-D2 in the studio with me.
Could you explain can you explain why you have that thing with you? Can you tell us what that's all about? What's going down there in Cleveland?
I put batteries in them specifically for tonight's show.
Wow. There
you
go.
Hey, R2. Hey, R2. Plain message.
This is our most desperate hour.
There it is. Oh, look at that. Does she have buns and everything or what? There's not an actual holographic. Yeah.
No,
how much do you think this thing cost?
For only $20, you get an R2-D2 that has a holographic image.
That'd be awesome. That would be really cool because we all love to see what's her name's buns. What's her name? Carrie Fisher's buns. Her cocaine-induced
sagging buns.
Yeah.
Her speedball.
She said that the reason she got into drugs was that. That was the whole reason. And so by the time Jedi came out, she was staring right through us. You guys remember that? She was stoned. Anyway, Jen from Lawbone.
Hi, everybody.
Len from Jawbone Radio is with us today. Now, those who don't know should know that you can learn all about the Jawbone Radio program at jawboneradio.com. He does a great podcast with his wife, Nora. At least that's the typical format. But here recently, Len had the auspicious opportunity and strange happenstance to interview Bill Watterson, the creator of Calvin and Hobbes, who is reclusive and doesn't talk to hardly anyone, was able to talk to his mother and record a show. So, Len, tell us just briefly what kind of response you've gotten from that whole craziness.
Well, we talked a little bit about it on our show last night. The response has been really tremendous, and I keep getting emails and stuff like that, and it's just, I guess people look at it as a bright, shining time in geekdom. Because, I went out there, I was able to I'm a huge fan. Not only am I a fan, but I'm also just, I looked at his stuff growing up, and I just loved his stuff, pored over it. So to have the opportunity to actually look at real Watterson drawings and being invited into his childhood home was a great honor and a great chance that I think a lot of people would have loved to have, taking part
thing.
I'm kind of just amazed by the response I get. I don't know.
That's the thing, Len, is she has to be just bombarded with people. How in the world did you get the interview? Not to say that
I don't
deserve
it. One of those weird things. I went out last week. I brought my iRiver and my little microphone with me, and I just said, I'm going to do a little segment, maybe a 2 or 3 minute segment on Bill Watterson, because I happen to be going out to Chagrin Falls, which is about 45 minutes away from here, so it's a little bit of a ride. So I just went out, what I wanted to do was just go out and to interview some people in the street and get kind of a David Letterman-esque type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I made it to the hardware store, the guy said, his mother works right across the street. So I said, let me go over there and see if she's there. And then the woman at the front desk, I said, I'm here to see Kathy Watterson. She started thumbing through a phone book, and then she got her on the line. So I'm like, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? I asked her if I can talk to her, if she would mind talking to me, and she said, sure, come on by.
She actually let you into the home, correct? I mean, you were actually in her house.
Yes. And I want to make a point here that I said to her, I don't want, you can say no to me if you want to. You don't have to let me in. If you want to talk to me, we can do it in the driveway. So you're not letting me into your home. I mean, here I am just a complete stranger. I wasn't going to do anything that was illegal or wrong or something she was uncomfortable with.
Of course. Yeah.
But she was kind enough to let us in or let me in and the rest is just history.
Well, Len did. I should tell our listeners. first of all, you should go download that show and listen because it's quite a treat, especially if you're a fan. But one of the things I really liked about it is the style you did it in. You did it in sort of an NPR sort of sort of scripted way of doing it. And toward the end, I thought summed up things really well when you talked about the drawing, the final comic that he did, having that on their wall. And I guess it said to Mom and Dad or something on it. And I presumably...
To Mom
it was,
and Dad love Bill.
Yeah, and it was presumably the actual original artwork. I thought that was just a ripping cool thing to see. I mean, how many people would have a chance to go and see his childhood home and see his last Calvin and Hobbes comic on the wall with some obvious sentiments toward his parents? I just think that is the coolest thing. And the style you did it in, I think was perfectly suited for what you ended up with.
Well, the one thing I have to say is Scott, and I've told you about this online, is that I was really inspired by your grandma cast there.
Oh, yeah, grandma, hardcore grandma gamer cast that we did. Yeah, that was a similar style,
I guess.
You did
the hardcore grandma cast in NPR style.
Yeah.
And I owe a debt of gratitude to you for inspiring me to do it in that way. So,
well, we have.
In some way, Extra Life has helped out.
In some small, evil way, we have done our part. but you know, Extra Life, that particular episode is our highest downloaded show now. I assume that your Bill Watterson episode was as well.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's probably outrageous, and I hope there is much continued success on the heels of that fine whatever the hell I'm saying.
Well, the other cool thing, and I told you this, Scott,
yeah.
The one cool thing is that I was able to talk to his mother again today. Shut up, R2. I was able to talk to her again today just to follow up and ask her if she had listened to the podcast, and she said, well, yeah, you know, she was actually trying to get in touch with me because she wanted to tell me that one of the cool things is that she actually sent the link to the podcast out to her two sons,
Bill and the other guy.
And so Bill Watterson may have listened to the show.
Bill and it was Bill and the less artistic brother, Greg. I mean, what was his name? Do we know his name?
I don't know his name.
My name is the other
I'm
guy.
Sure.
Watterson.
I think it's Tom.
Tom works. Tom works for us. Well, cool. So Bill Watterson himself has actually heard it. You don't know what his reaction
Apparently.
Was yet.
No, I do not know. Although I did let his mother know if he says anything. You know, I gave her my email address. Just send it along. I don't think he wanted to type anything in a public forum at the blog or anything like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
But on a private sense, he just wanted to maybe send something along. I don't know. I'm still waiting for that. His family has heard it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's when you get the message that says, "Back off, stalker! Please leave my family alone."
Yes, sir, indeed. Well, I think that is a totally cool story. It's only a tiny part of the reason I'm glad to have Lynn on the show tonight. We are podcasters in arms. This week is the Podcast Expo. Both Len and I have an opinion about that, but we'll probably keep it to ourselves. I think it'll be an interesting event. I hope to see what comes of it and whether it becomes an annual thing or not. But if any of you out there are going to actually be at the event, you're more than welcome to walk around that place with some kind of iRiver or something and kind of fill us in on kind of what's going on. Otherwise, we'll
There'll
just live our lives.
There'll be a ton of people podcasting from there, I'm sure.
Yeah, it'll be insane. I don't know.
That's all everybody's been talking about on their own podcast is where they are podcasting from at the podcast.
We're going to the expo. Oh, really? Well, freaking, we're not. But anyway.
where's the expo located?
It's in California Ontario,
right?
Ontario, California, yeah, which is kind of a Canadian-sounding place, so everybody sounds like Canadians there. That's what I've heard.
So if you show, up in Toronto, you're in the wrong place.
even though that's king of they have more conventions, I've heard, in Toronto than anywhere else in the world.
It is a huge convention place, that's right.
Yeah, even more than Vegas, I've heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
More hookers, too. No, that's impossible.
Nice.
Hey, one quick thing, because I want to be on the topic of this, and Len, I want your opinion, and I want everyone to talk about this. I've gotten a number of emails, I'm not going to read them here, but a whole bunch that say that we should do a video podcast for Extra Life Radio. Now, let me say this. Let me throw...
They've seen most everybody's picture. Why do they want to see everybody in motion?
They don't want to see us.
We're radio people.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Me. We're not going to film us just talking. That would be completely lame.
Because I'd have to put clothes for these shows.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to put on clothes. Well, actually, we do want that. Put some on. Let's do a video podcast. No, but here's the thing. I think that this craze about video podcasting and the new iPods that play video and iTunes supporting it, and obviously the general public kind of freaking out, ooh, video, that's the next big thing. It's not any more of a big thing than TV versus radio is, in the sense that radio doesn't die. Podcasting continues. Not every podcaster needs to drop, stop, and roll and create a freaking video of themselves.
Well, the thing that I'm surprised with, you know, the shows on TV, the cable shows like Susie Orsman and Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN, where they broadcast it on ESPN News, where they do. It's basically before they did video podcasts. I mean, that's what they did. They're doing this now. And it's just like, why are you watching a radio show?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Totally stupid.
I watched one of the TwitCasts.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's kind of neat that they're videotaping it, but it's kind of pointless because it's just guys sitting around talking.
Yeah, and plus, imagine me for a minute, okay? Here I am in my shorts and my sweatshirt, and I'm running my two miles.
I gotta eat breakfast.
I'm running my 2 miles, all right? So it's noon. I'm leaving work for a little while to run.
Andrew, you're the one who said that you had to put pants on. You're worrying about his shorts?
Ow. Dude, what was that?
Ow!
That hurts. Anyway, so can you imagine me running, looking at a little screen? That's stupid. I'm not going to look at it while I'm driving my car. These are the times I have time to listen to the podcasts I listen to. I don't have time to look at video. Now, with that said, I don't want everyone to go, he's down and on video. Not at all. If you've got a show where it makes, or if you've got a show idea where it makes sense for it to be very visual, let's say it's Engadget's going to do one. That makes sense. They're going to show phones and PDAs and game systems, and they're going to show stuff off. That's a show I'd download and get into.
We could go to Publix and show produce.
but you see what I'm saying? You don't have to videotape some radio talk show, but you might want to videotape the Today Show because that's TV. I just want people to get off the bandwagon and go, well, crap, we need to hurry up and do video. Well, that's freaking BS. Let people come up with original content and make that good.
I can see why, in the sense that everybody's always interested to see what people look like and how they react. I mean, a photo is one thing, but actually seeing them talking is different. I mean, I know that I listen to... Well, shut up! I listen to the Cinecast podcast. I really like that one, and they've started doing an audio-visual segment. And it was kind of cool to see see what they look like and how they interact with each other. But, I mean... It was just a mere curiosity for 1 week for me.
If we're going to do it, it's going to be some silly goofball thing. Brian, you've been awful quiet. What do you think? Is he even here?
He's drinking again.
You back to the bottle?
I don't think it'd be a bad one-shot deal. Yeah, but I don't think we should do it every time.
Yeah, stupid.
I mean,
you know what
it'll
I think
be,
would be
really
interesting, cool, Scott?
What's that?
You should take your Extra Life characters and flash them up. Do a little tiny flash cartoon.
Well, that I could do. Yeah. Like the interactive, or what do they call that? The enhanced podcast thing where you can have stuff down in a little video hoo-ha in iTunes. That's kind of cool for the different segments. I got no problem with enhanced podcasts.
It could just be a very small, maybe 1 minute thing where your gag is illustrated in Flash.
Yeah, see, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, but that would involve Scott learning.
And working. And working.
Scott know Flash?
Yeah, I know it enough. I know enough to make it.
That's why we go out and use the ELR funds to hire out really good Flash artists.
All that money that we have. All our stores of money. Exactly. All right, well, let's move from that retarded topic, because video podcasting, stupid. If you're going to make...
But it's stupid.
Listen, if you're going to make...
There's nothing wrong with video podcasting.
No, if you're going to make a video, make it original content that makes sense to be video.
Well, yeah, it's got to have a point.
Yeah, I don't want to watch Don and Drew video. I don't want to watch... Who else is big? I don't want to watch...
Michael J. Fox.
Adam Curry. I don't want to watch
Dean
Adam
Cain.
Curry. I saw him enough in the 80s,
Dean
dude.
Cain.
I saw him enough in the 80s introducing, like,
the
Europe
Dean
or something.
Kane video cast. There we
the
go. How far are we now?
Countdown. Who's saying that? Who was that?
Europe. They're
also
on the 100 worst album covers
of
all time.
Yeah, they are. They are. That's pretty awesome stuff. So let's move on to this other topic here. Extra Life Radio ELR is currently enjoying a number 2 ranked status on most highly rated podcasts. On Yahoo's podcast directory. We owe that to the listeners because that's how you get there. Thanks.
That was actually
number 1
Andrew
if it wasn't
and me
for John.
Doing it multiple times.
Thanks, John.
What'd you say, Brian? John? Who's John?
Like, so would have been number 1 if it wasn't for John.
Oh, yeah, that one guy.
You got the four-star
the four-star guy. It's like, come on. Yeah. So, John, if you're listening to the show.
Turn it off.
Give it an extra star.
Go away.
Jerk.
How dare you not give us 5?
I'm just kidding. We love you anyway. 4 is better than 2.
Yeah, that's right. 4 is great. 4 is great.
You can hate Mark. let's see. I wanted to ask a quick opinion of the listeners. If it turns out the guy who does the AOL You've Got Mail voice.
You've got mail.
Yeah, that guy. He for $14, he'll do You've Got Extra Life Radio for me. The question
for $14?
Yeah, so I need a donation. I'm out of money. So if anybody wants to hear the guy from AOL say, you've got extra life or something to that effect.
He's pimping himself for $14?
Obviously the AOL gig didn't pan out at all.
He needs another agent.
You should have him say that line from MST where the guy goes, you've got mail. Pattern Baldness.
That's actually not bad. That's not bad at all.
Especially those of us who are sitting here with
Matt, if we did a video, if we did a video podcast, you think Obsidian's bald? You see Mark over here.
See my head.
And Obsidian shaves his.
Yeah, it's Obsidian. It's all voluntary. It's not not with
me. I miss Obsidian. Where is that freaking little Mexican? Oh wait,
he's not a Mexican.
Scott, that is not. I'm from Colombia. There we go.
You never know. Maybe he left Cincinnati early and he's floating back on his raft.
That's right. Hey, we also want some feedback on the following. ExtraLifeRadio.com, is it going to go live somewhere in the near future? And you may ask, well, what the heck is that? Well, we're going to kind of pull the show away from Extra Life a little bit. Not in a big way,
no.
But we're going to make it more prominent. So it's like it's more of its own entity. Because what's happening is we're getting a lot of listeners and people coming from directories and crap. And they're getting to the site going, Where the crap's the podcast? What's this comic idea? I don't understand. I'm leaving now. It's that sort of thing. So
do they all actually sound like that, Scott?
Nope, not a one. But I'm thinking that if we make a kind of give it its own home and start selling some T-shirts and some cool, wicked, cool new features and stuff. That'll be
I mean,
cool.
T-shirts. That'll be great.
That'll happen
what kind
right
of
away.
T-shirts.
I think we should sell Weed Eaters.
They'll be
Extra Life Weed Eaters. I like that.
What, do they just scratch off the John Deere logo?
We need snow scrapers. Extra Life snow scrapers.
That'd be sweet. I could use one now. Oh, hi. My daughter's there. Hi, hey, babe. Take the cat downstairs. It probably needs to poo. Okay, anyway.
Probably needs to poo.
All right. We've now taken care of Dean Cain and the poop fetish all in.
Oh, speaking of Dean Cain, we have an email about Dean Cain we need to get to in a minute. But anyway, I just want to let you guys know about that. Nothing too serious. Have you guys seen...
Nope.
The new King Kong trailer.
Yes.
Oh, it's
Ooh.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, Len, yes. What do you think about that deal? I mean, do we think it's going to be good or is this going to be crap?
Well, you know what I've noticed? And the past couple trailers that I've seen, the one is the King Kong trailer and the one for the Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm starting to realize that these digital recreations, the digital effects, are starting to kind of hit like a wall.
Yeah.
Because they no longer look realistic to me. They're starting to look like paintings come to life.
Yeah.
And that's what that one scene from the King Kong trailer looks like to me. It looks like
where he's fighting the
King Kong, like a beautiful painting of a dinosaur and King Kong come to life. But it doesn't look realistic until you get right on top of King Kong.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing to get on top of King Kong?
Dude, what that are you implying, Andrew?
Are you looking for a tutorial, Andrew? You
no,
really
a tutorial.
Want to know? I think that with
I agree with Len. I mean, the effects look really cool.
Yeah.
But it still has that fakey look.
Well,
the
wow factor for computer graphics are gone. It's no longer wow. Look how smooth it is. It's where it's not quite real enough.
Yeah. Plus, we're kind of looking for it. You know, every time you see it, you're like, okay, there's the monkey, there's the dinosaur. Neither of those two things exist. Therefore, look at the neat graphics. I mean, you're not taken out of your reality.
That's true.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I think that's what
it's like
also,
watching an Xbox.
It enhances shows like Wallace and Gromit. You know, you see some and the Corpse Bride show.
Yeah.
I mean, all the ones that are more stop motion, that are more of a retro, more of an organic thing. They actually have more of a character to them because they're not CGI like everything else is.
Yeah,
I think what they should do is just genetically breed giant monkeys and lizards and turn them loose and tape them.
Now that giant is monkey. A movie I'd see.
Yeah, giant monkeys and lizards gone wild. I can see it now.
But did you see that Narnia
lifting
thing?
Up their
did
shirts? Is that what they're
commercial?
Doing?
Say what?
Yeah, the Narnia, I'm a fan of the books and everything.
See,
but I agree. There's certain things where it's too... It looks like when you see a Photoshop picture where it's all cleaned up and it's not gritty.
Well, there's the scene with the wolf is talking. He turns to the camera and talks. I'm thinking, that looks like something I probably could have done, at my desk or something. It just doesn't look like they should have paid Weta to do that.
Do that on your G4 desktop there at home. Yeah, here's my thing with the whole Narnia deal. If they can capture the spirit and the feel of the book, I'll be okay with crappy effects. And the same thing was always true for me with the Lord of the Rings films.
Yeah.
What suspended my disbelief was this sense of epic adventure and sort of a story much bigger than the effects, needed to be. And I was okay with it. So for me, again, it's all about story and that Chicken Little piece of crap that's out right now.
Oh,
it's getting horrible. It's getting horrible reviews. I haven't seen it, so I shouldn't. Maybe I shouldn't judge yet. What do you think?
It was horrific.
You didn't like it.
I hated it.
It was bad.
I hated it. Well, after about the first 30 minutes, it starts to get okay, but the pacing is just all wrong. I mean, it's just
so. Once again, Disney, dude, freaking wake up! I just want to slap those guys across the face and go, "Look, story first, you freaking ding dongs."
Well, that's what John Lasseter always says. He says that he's a storyteller. He's not an animator.
Yeah,
and that's why they go for stories. They don't go, look, it's computer graphics. Woohoo!
I heard that about the movie, the robots movie.
Yeah. Is that any good?
It's okay.
I never saw it. My sister went to go see it, but she didn't enjoy it because she said it moved so slow. Pacing was so bad.
Let me just say that I wish Robin Williams would stop doing work.
You think
Robin Williams? It's like, you know, I saw all this 10 years ago in Aladdin. Okay, I don't need to see it again.
Brian, what were you saying?
Robots was way better than Chicken Little.
Oh, that says a lot then. All right. Sorry about that, everyone. I don't know what happened, but we suddenly cut out right in the middle of what Brian was saying about Chicken Little. Good times. Good times.
4 stars. Go see it.
Yeah, 4 stars. It's better than Cats or whatever that was. Anyway, let me bring everybody back in. Are you back? Did you beat your dog?
I have not.
Did you beat your dog up
there right now?
Yeah.
Oh, great. They're having their own conversation.
Well,
hi. How's it going?
We were expecting you to come back and go, the thing stopped a minute into the recording.
No. It was nothing like that. In fact, I'm going to pause it 1 second. Hang on.
Brad.
Okay, anyway, sorry. Anyway, the reason... Oh, did I even save it? Hold on. Here we are at show 58 or 57. You think I'd have this crap figured out.
Andrew,
no.
The question is, by show 57, shouldn't you know Scott better than that?
There you have it.
That's so true.
All right, we went off on a whole Van Damme tangent. I don't even remember what it was.
John Woo and Van Damme.
Sorry, it seems like very discombobulated to our listeners, but we need to take a break anyway. So here we go again.
We came back to go on break?
Yes. So we're going to take a quick commercial. Not commercial, but whatever we do here, a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more. We got a crappy movie of the week coming up. We have a few more big issues we want to tackle. It's all here next on Extra Life Radio.
We'll be back in a moment after these incredibly perfect segues.
I am Keck. Bring me your women. This thing working? I'm actually taking a crap at work, so I just figured it'd be a good time to test out the crap phone. Thanks, guys.
My men are almost here. Hold the enemy off a little longer.
This is Sylph here from way across the pond, while I need a dose of Geek iTunes Extra Life Radio with Scott Johnson.
Welcome back to the premier scatology podcast on the internet, Extra Life Radio. And for those of you with a third grade education, I'm looking at Scott. That means it's about poop.
I mean, not sorry about that. That was a regular break. I'm not sorry for that at all.
And now we're going to go to another break.
Dude, Len, aren't you glad you came on the show where I'm full on stupid?
This is awesome. I love stupid.
Stupid's good. Anyway, welcome back to the program. Okay, I wanted to mention a couple of things before we get going too far into our next segment. And that is a podcast that recently I picked up and been listening to, and I talked to these guys before we started the show, called The Transmission. You can search for it on iTunes. This is for all of you Lost fans out there. Basically, this husband and wife team who live in Hawaii, who get lots of like actual interaction with the cast, and they get to see stuff like it's being filmed like 5 episodes in advance and things like this. So all kinds of cool spoilers and junk like that. Definitely want to check it out. It's called The Transmission. I think the website is Hawaii Up. Like UP dot.
As opposed to ZX.
As opposed to UHG.
.com/lost. So check that out. I'm not getting paid to say this. I just think it's really good for a Lost fan.
Nice.
Sorry. we shoot for the highest quality here on the show.
Speaking of Lost,
yes.
Is that coming back tomorrow?
Yes, new episode tomorrow.
Yes, it is, finally.
Yep, we get to find out who dies. Don't say anything, Andrew.
Yeah, I know who dies in the episode tomorrow.
It's Ernest Borgnine.
Is it Hurley?
Oh wait, this isn't that helicopter show, is it?
Airwolf.
Hold on, I should write down what time I said that because I can play the music. All right. Anyway, damn it. I mean, my pen won't work.
I mean, darn it.
Shoot. Sorry, technical difficulties.
You would think with all the money that Scott's rolling in, a decent set of pens.
I have no money. Are you kidding me? Okay, we talked about King Kong already, didn't we?
Did it get on the recording?
Let's make a phone call. You guys ready for this? Okay, we got people to volunteer their phone numbers, and they're all over.
We turned them over to the feds.
They're all over the country. They're all over the world. We got stuff from Brazil. We got stuff from England. We got
stuff from a galaxy far, far away.
Yep,
apparently.
We got something from. But every time I call, he just goes "ooh dee dee" and hangs up. Anyway, so let's call. We're going to call Sarah. This is that girl, this wife,
Sarah.
Or this wife of one daughter, or no,
Sarah.
Wife.
No, shut up.
What are you doing?
Singing Starship, man.
Starship's awesome.
We built this city.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, please, Scott, no. Sorry. I have to eat breakfast.
Dude, it's classic.
Where are you living at?
All right, so let's call Sarah. Do you got her going yet? Okay, Sarah.
Hey,
Sarah,
that's rather personal.
Sarah is a female.
Andrew.
No, check this out. Sarah's a female gamer. She had, dude, RTD2 is eating my life away. What is he doing over there? Holy crap.
Sorry, he was getting ready to use the phone.
Yeah. All right, so we got, what was I saying? Oh, Sarah. She's a mother, she's a wife, and she works, I think, maybe a little, but I know she plays video games. Anyway, she said it was okay for us to call her. She may not really expect that we're doing this. It's 10:30 her time. She lives in Pennsylvania. And so we're going to do that real quick, and we're waiting for Jibby Jabby. Oh, you got it. Okay, I'm going to answer it, so everyone, shh. Is it ringing? Hold on. I'm nervous.
This is where the animated beast comes after everybody.
Okay, quiet.
Oh, come on, answer.
Hello?
Hello, yes, I'm looking for the lady of the home.
This would be her.
Oh, is this Sarah?
Yes, this is.
Oh, well, this is Scott Johnson of the Extra Life Radio program. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did you really think I was going to call?
No, I didn't.
All right. Well, we won't keep you long because you probably got a sleeping kid and all the other things that motherhood involves. But we wanted to call, and we wanted to prove to our listeners that, yes, indeed, someone who is a girl...
Actually
listens to this show. So can you just quickly mention that that's true?
Yes, I am very much female, even though my husband says I have ovaries of steel. And I keep up listening to your station.
Oh, that's wonderful.
To your radio show.
Now we have actually everybody here, and so Sarah, you've become part of the cast for at least a few seconds. So. I hope we didn't bug you, or hope I didn't wake you up. That was my worry.
Hope we didn't reduce your IQ level.
You were up good. And yeah, we didn't. Mark doesn't want to reduce your IQ level. We would feel bad about that. So by virtue of calling you, we may have done that. But anyway,
this is the level by 30 points just by answering.
I know, just by picking it up. But anyway, we are thrilled. We're thrilled to have you as a fan. I think it's uber cool that we have someone in our midst who is a mother who plays video games, who understands.
And is a real-life female.
Yeah, an actual girl.
Yes.
And I'm still
normally
just,
we count Mark.
Yeah, I'm still nervous. I'm still nervous that you're going to say
he's not here. All right, let's just leave it alone. For one.
I thought he was going to say, or I keep waiting for you to just say, or suddenly talk like a man and say, "I'm just kidding." But I'm glad that you really are a girl.
Thanks,
Sarah. What's your favorite video game right now?
Yeah, what is your favorite video game right now?
Right now I am replaying Morrowind, Elder Scrolls 3.
Oh, cool.
And nice. I am also playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Have you killed anyone?
a little bit, but my daughter's been home sick, so I haven't had a chance to
do it. Okay, cool.
Been having any hot coffee.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So you're an RPG player, it sounds like.
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's good.
And, my husband got me into like Dungeons and Dragons, and we play that almost every weekend. We break out the old nerd cubes and have some fun.
Oh, that's awesome!
Right
now, you mentioned in an email that we got from you that you like playing D&D, but you prefer not to Dungeon Master. Why is that?
Because the guys I play with, they think I'm a little too twisted and sick. They don't enjoy my story since. I did a whole thing about Drow, and they had to fight an abortion golem.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's great. Very political.
Yeah, that's nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah. So they did enjoy that, but if you know the drow, it goes right in there with them. I was a little too sick, and they won't let me DM anymore.
There you go. Well, so. All right. Well, that is just awesome. I'm so thrilled that you picked up your phone and talked to us. So take care. Tell your daughter to take care. I hope your husband has a good night at work. I understand he works the graveyard shift.
Yeah.
So I hope the best for all of you. I hope you keep on gaming, and I hope, most of all, that you continue to listen to this fine program. And not,
oh, definitely I will.
Oh, good. Well, tomorrow you'll be able to hear yourself. You're famous now.
Hey, and Sarah, what's your favorite podcast? Say My Extra Life.
Extra Life Radio Podcast.
All right. That's exactly right. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
And we'll be sending you a designer hat.
Yeah.
There we go.
I can't wait.
Speak for yourself. All right. Well, have a good night, Sarah. Thanks for talking to us.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
So she was nice.
So we're giving away merchandise. Yeah. We
that was awesome.
From a listener.
See,
so now we're a
and Andrew's
radio show.
Yeah, that's true. What did you say,
and
Brian?
Andrew's even on his best behavior. Didn't say one bad thing.
Yeah, I was impressed.
What do you guys make me sound like
impressed.
I'm some drunken heathen or something.
Yeah, what?
Southern.
Like you expected me the minute she picks up the phone, go, hey, baby, what you wearing? You know?
That's what you said before the show.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, there's that shush again. All right, that was fun. We could do another one of those. Hold on.
Let's call someone else.
I lost my list. Just a minute.
Do you want to
call me, Scott.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Before we call the next person, let's do a quick crappy movie of the week.
There we go.
Because this is always good times to be had. Now, some of you may have heard of this fine film. I don't know if you have or have not. But it is called Megaforce.
Oh, my God.
I knew Brian, or I knew Andrew would know. This came out in 1982.
Is that animated?
No.
No.
It should be, though.
You wish.
Here is the plot summary for Megaforce, and Len and the rest who haven't seen it, if this sounds familiar, it does to me, too. I swear I've seen it, I just don't remember a lot about it.
You probably blocked it out.
Here's the plot summary. Ace Hunter is the leader of Megaforce. And... an elite group of American soldiers who travel the world to fight evil. In this case, evil is represented by a third-rate dictator who must be blown to bits.
Third-rate dictator.
I'm Ace Hunter.
That's right. Fear me. Okay, so here is a clip from clip number one from... Hold on. Dang it. I'm behind the eight ball. Hold on.
He's got to find the eight track. Hold on a second.
I got it. Okay, here it is. Here's the synopsis from the film itself. Here we go.
Despite official denials by leaders of the free world, sources now confirm the existence of Megaforce, a phantom army of super elite fighting men whose weapons are the most powerful science can devise.
All right, so there you have. Oh,
yeah.
You.
But
I saw this film.
But technically, a globe doesn't have any corners.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah, it's
that
pretty
wild.
You know who the lead character is?
Who?
It's Barry Bostwick. It's the guy from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's where I've seen him.
He has a really bad 80s haircut.
And he's wearing a G-string.
Is there any other kind?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really bad 80s haircut. Isn't that redundant?
I like the fact that they're using state-of-the-art weapons, which at that time would be, I guess, guns and baseball bats.
Yeah. Well, try this hook, or this hook line and sinker line from the film Megaforce. Here's another one.
All Megaforce personnel, Operation Hook, Line, and Sinker is a go.
I don't know what's going on there.
Everybody, let's get on the ships. Woo!
Operation Hook, Line, and Sinker is on a go.
Let's go, boys.
Okay, now here goes another one.
Everybody,
this is
get your rubber pants on.
Dude, Len, you're too good at that, man. I'm a little freaked out.
I've been working
out.
At it.
Yeah, that's nice work. Here's another one. I don't know what this is, but it's a very awkward line in the film. Here we go.
Totally inapplicable to anything that's going on here. And it's dumb. Who told you that?
You did.
And it's dumb.
All right, and then here's a tearful goodbye, I think, from our lead character. Here you go.
Oh, listen, I just wanted to say goodbye and remind you that the good guys always win. Even in the 80s.
Oh,
come on. The good
guys. You know what's bad is I think just by hearing those snippets, all of us do not need to watch this film.
No. That looks like top-notch crap to me, so I'm excited
I'm
to see it again.
I'm stupider for having heard that.
I know.
Is now dumber.
I told Brian today, I only have so much room in my brain, and when I hear something like this, something else falls out the other side. It's like a straw, and you put marbles in it, and eventually the marbles start falling out the other side. Well, today I heard this, and now I can't remember the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know what's going on. Anyway.
I think I lost the number sevens.
Yeah, dude. All right, so that was that. This is now, what are we doing? Oh, let's make another phone call. Who else did we have? What was the other foreign? We had a foreign one in there.
A Dutch one?
We got Michael Ray.
Oh, yeah, the Irish guy. Call the Irish guy.
Okay,
we're calling Ireland. We're calling
Lucky
Ireland.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah, we're going to ask him Lucky Charms questions at 3
oh,
in the
God.
Freaking
what time
morning.
Is in Ireland anyway?
It's like 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's like 10:46 here on the East Coast, so.
Yeah, it's like 4 in the morning or something. The guy's going to roll out of bed and go, Lucky Lucky Charms.
He's going to get drunk. And
green clovers. What the crap? Okay, so you're going? Okay. I'm totally excited for this one. I'm a little nervous. I don't know his name. What was his name? Michael.
Michael.
Okay.
You are connected to the Vodafone voicemail service.
Oh, let's leave my voicemail.
876.
I'll leave my voicemail.
537.
I don't tell you the number. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. I'll beep it out. Where's the beep? We've already heard
I
the beep.
I stopped it.
Oh,
you stopped it?
Yeah, I stopped it when she started rattling off.
Ah, that's okay.
Maybe
that's right.
He's out. Maybe he's out hiding his pots of gold.
My Lucky Charms.
We were going to ask him how to get his green clovers back, but he's not there. I was afraid. You know what I really wanted is to get like an angry Irish mother on the phone. My son is out doing whatever.
Doing there?
Yeah, what you doing? Why do you call me? Here.
Why are you calling me at this hour? I'm doing my laundry.
That's when we do it at 4 a.m.
I got potatoes on the set.
Now, where's the disclaimer for all the
Irish
people?
Dude, that was great.
We don't have anything against Irish people.
Only Chief O'Brien. That's the only guy we don't like.
You know, you could have called him and said, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning. I think so. It's top of the freaking middle of the night.
Middle of the morning to you.
Middle of the when you should be sleeping to you. All right. So that's that. Dang it. All right, let's
got two people in Utah and a Dutch guy.
Okay, let's call.
Well, let's talk Irish to the guy in Utah.
Yeah,
top of the morning to you, Utah.
Let's call. Let's call Rhett Peterson. Oh, I gave his whole name away. Let's call Rhett.
Oh, great.
Oh, no, I've done that before. Out. No, I've done it before.
Now the feds are on to him.
Look for the Irish guy named Rhett.
Yeah. Hey, my name is Rhett. I don't do a very good Irish accent. Oh, is that him? Is that coming?
Yep.
Okay. People are going to hate this. They're like, what the hell happened to your
you
radio?
Your potatoes on.
Wait, I think this guy's in college.
He's in college.
So he's getting drunk right now?
Oh.
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
It's good to see you. Hello.
Hey, this is Brett.
Is this Rhett?
Top of the morning to you, Brett.
Rhett. It's actually Rhett. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, sweet. Your phone, you sound far away. Are you on the moon? Is that where we're at today?
This is what Ireland
is. The show is originating in Utah, going through the internet to Florida, then back to Utah to have a call.
Do you know who this is?
He hung up.
He hung up?
No, I'm here.
Oh, do you know who we are? Okay. Do you know who we are?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm there.
Do you know
have
who?
Have you seen Megaforce now?
Do you know who we are right now?
Yeah, this is Scott, right?
Yeah, baby, yeah. That's right. You got it nailed right on the head. Well, so how's things going?
And Timmy O'Toole as well.
When you hear the show
from all the high screeching laughing there.
Yeah, when you listen to the show tomorrow, you'll know why someone's doing an Irish voice, but we won't explain it now. Well, anyway, so what are you up to tonight? What are you doing? It's Tuesday. What are you doing?
Well, I'm off of work today. I'm actually playing City Heroes at the moment.
All right.
Awesome.
That's what we'd like to hear. Gamers are playing.
Yes.
City of Heroes or City of Villains?
City of Heroes.
All right. That's cool.
What's your character?
Yeah, what kind of character do you have? Do you have a... I like the blaster myself.
I bet you do.
This is a controller, actually. for some reason, nobody picked the name Justice, so that's my guy.
Justice. Who would have thought? That's like registering the domain name internet.com and finding out it's available. So good work on that. Well, good. Well,
so
he can now squat on the name in the game.
Well, we wanted just to say hi and pop in. As you know, you gave us your number, so that's why we called you. But you're doing fine work where you're at. We get a lot of good information from you, and so keep that up.
Hey, no problem, Scott.
All right, you're the man. Make Utah proud.
All right.
Well, we'll talk to you later. Have a good one.
We love you.
Yeah, love you, Justice.
Yes, I love you all.
All right. Rock and roll. See you later. Okay.
Is that your coworker?
No, he is a guy who works, or actually goes to school, I think, in Logan. And we found out just by sheer accident that he lives here in Utah. Anyway, so that was awesome. Thanks a lot.
Taking a swing at one of us.
Certainly felt that way.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah. So let's see. Real quickly,
He was busy fighting crime in City of Heroes.
Hey, we got a quick question. One of our listeners, Corey, wants to know if we'll give him some dating advice. So,
ask a woman out.
Absolutely.
Ask a girl out. Take her to dinner.
Hey, baby, what's your sign?
So we'll make this quick.
It may not be good advice, but we'll give it to him.
We'll make this quick.
They really dig on being slapped on the ass.
Yeah, they love
that. Slap their fannies.
They love that. It's fannies, dude. Freaking PG.
There's only one thing that women listen to, and that's money.
Yeah.
There's only one thing.
That's right, baby. Okay, listen to this. So he says, I'm trying to talk to this girl. He's really shy. He's a total nerd at school. I won't read too much into it. Wants to know the best approach for a nerd to talk to a girl he really likes but is nervous to talk to. And he's not real good with, like, displays of public affection or any of that sort of thing. So I don't know why the hell he's asking us.
Truthfully, the best thing you can do is just take a chance and just go up to her and talk to her.
Take a chance.
If anything, if she says no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
Just walk by and say hi. I mean, just be
his girl.
Be yourself. Yeah, let's call your girlfriend at home.
Yeah, don't try and go up to her and say, "Hey, baby, let's go out."
Hey, by the way, I'm willing to say right here and now for this podcast as a group, we are willing to call your prom date or your whoever and ask them to go to the dance. We would love to do that. Or a marriage proposal, dude. We're all for that.
That'd be cool.
Oh yeah, I'd love to call them and go, "Yeah, this is Extra Life Radio."
Is that legally binding? Are we then all married to them?
With the power vested in me.
Only you.
It'll make Christmas interesting.
Actually, we'd marry R2-D2 to them.
Yeah, your R2-D2 will do the ceremony, dude. It'll be beep, boop, beep. I do. Beep, boop, A-R-2. Beep, burp.
Dude. Will you marry me?
No. That sounded like a no to me.
That was awesome.
You did.
I'm not an expert, but that sounds like a no.
Well, if we were you, Corey, we would just talk to her. We would just be ourselves and sit down to her.
Or
sit
spill
down.
Soup on her.
Yeah, or spill soup on her, which always breaks the ice. So good luck to you. You know what? We have so many emails, but we're not going to have a chance to get to any of them today. We're going to probably have to hold some of these over. I did want to briefly mention the World of Warcraft expansion that Jeebus was asking about. I am looking very much forward to that. I think the Night Elves are cool. And here's my issue with Night Elves.
Blood Elves.
Blood Elves, rather. Sorry. The reason the Blood Elves are coming, this is the only reason. It's not just because they're cool. It's because the Horde is outnumbered by Alliance right now and on all the servers because people like their nice white bread, normal freaking humans.
Prejudice.
I love the Horde.
For the Horde!
For the Horde!
For the Horde! Level
anyway,
2 hunter here, by the way.
What do you need?
Anyway, so I love the Horde, but they're not getting played as much. They're kind of the evil side or whatever. Well, the Blood Elves are coming to the Horde because the Night Elves are the single biggest played race in the game, period.
Well, and supposedly the Horde gets the Night Elves or the Blood Elves, and supposedly the somewhat accurate I keep reading rumors.
We had another glitch, people. Andrew, you were talking about your rumor.
Oh, the rumor I keep seeing scattered around on the forums is that the reason that the Horde got a pretty race, as they're dubbing it, is because of the whole Night Elves are the most played race on almost every server.
Yeah.
But supposedly the Alliance side is getting a fuzzy race. Since we have the Taurens on the Horde, they're getting some animal race. I've heard the Worgen, which are the werewolf guys you see every once in a while, because there's apparently a nice race of the werewolf people.
Dude, and, as long as it isn't any of those thistleback boar guys or whatever.
No, I've also heard that it's possibly some cat race. They're like tiger. They're called Tigons. They're like tiger people.
They should do kind of like those ones in EverQuest. You know what they should do? They should do Murlocs. The Murloc race would be awesome.
And then the population on every server would be all Murlocs.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I saw when I played the other day, I saw a guy who was at BlizzCon, and he had his baby Murloc running around behind him. And every time he would click on it, it would do that.
Oh, that's awesome. I want one bad. All right. Well, that's that on World of Warcraft. Thanks for that email. The rest of the emails we're going to have to let slip. Go ahead.
One more thing about World of Warcraft, too. You still there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we left. We cut you off.
We hung up on Brian.
Yes, Brian. Go ahead.
Hi. How's it going? Hello.
Sorry. We keep getting cut off. I apologize. What a kick in the...
I was just reading earlier that Blizzard Entertainment, the president there, was talking about wanting to do some movies and stuff with, like, Warcraft and StarCraft and Diablo and that kind of thing.
Oh, animated or awesome. Animated or real? Like, real life?
No.
Or
yeah, live action, I'm assuming.
Oh, wow.
He just hasn't really said yet. I guess he's just trying to woo some Hollywood and putting that bug out there from what I was reading in the article. So,
well, I'd
personally
see it. I'd go.
The way their movie sequences are always so high quality, they should make like a completely computer animated like Warcraft or StarCraft.
Oh yeah, dude, their intros and their cutscenes are unbelievably cool.
Great.
Yeah, they got me so. When I first saw those trailers before the game was released, that got me so pumped to play those things. Just love that stuff.
Is anybody playing Battlefront 2 online?
Hi.
Look, Len wants to put out a personal request. Anybody who's playing Battlefront 2 on the PS2 to look him up online and play him, because he picked that game over World of Warcraft. Not because World of Warcraft's a bad game, but because he didn't want to, you know, get stuck for 6 hours playing.
I got 4 new games. This would have been World of Warcraft would have been the 5th.
See,
play 5 games at once.
We recommended World of Warcraft, and I heard that you buckled and got something else.
Yeah.
No, I'd already put the money down on Battlefront 2. So.
Oh, man.
Was that whip coming from the unmarried guy?
Man.
All right, let's call Jeff. Do you have Jeff's number?
Jeff?
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah, call Jeff.
Yes,
now, this guy's actually my neighbor. He's pretty close over here. Know him pretty well.
Make him mad, so he goes over and knocks on Scott's door.
He's the fan of the show.
If he's your neighbor, why don't you just walk over there and knock on his door?
See if he's. Did you get him?
Oh. Here goes. Yeah.
He should be there. I think he's around.
I'll
he's
do
a,
my Scott. Impression.
He's a good guy. He's a big fan. He's actually called the Beef Line before. Now hither for now known as the Crap Line.
Hello.
He's on a Vonage
this
phone.
Is Scott Johnson.
So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to prank him.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Village Pizza. Somebody over with your number ordered a pizza with freaking too much freaking stuff on it. Jeffrey, how are you? How's it going?
Good.
You can tell you're on a Vonage phone because anything I say, there's like a 20-second delay before you get it. Hello?
Case in point.
Yeah. And you're really quiet, dang it. That's the only thing we have to work on is figure out a way how to boost these people's phones. But yeah, that's okay. So how's it going? What are you doing tonight?
What am I doing? Nothing. Watching TV.
Oh, well, dude.
Want to come over?
We can watch Future Sport.
Yeah.
Come on over.
We're all hanging out watching Future Sport.
Megaforce. Dean Cain's here.
Yeah. Dean. God, dude, I wish Dean Cain was here. You know what? It's a good thing we mentioned Dean Cain.
That sounded kind of gay.
Wait a minute. What did you say, Jeff? Say that again.
The only place I'm close enough to go is Scott's house.
Yeah. You could just jaunt right over. So, well, good. Sure. Well, that sounds like fun. TV on a Tuesday night, that is good times for all, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I thought you'd get a kick out of the Village Pizza thing because we live right by this pizza place that no one eats at anymore because it kind of blows. And
they deliver?
Yeah, they do. They actually deliver. And we did this to them once where we ordered it and forgot, and they called us like 3 hours later. Your rubber piece of crap is still sitting here, sir. Do you want it still? So anyway. Well, Jeff, it's good.
What's on tonight? What's on TV?
You know what's on tonight.
My name is Earl.
My name is Earl.
Yeah, I was watching Earl. Now Boston Legal's coming on.
That's a good show. That's got Denny Crane. Denny Crane.
Shatner.
Yeah. Spock.
The Shat.
Spock,
are you watching The Biggest Loser at all?
Who? When?
That's my wife's favorite show.
How can he watch The Biggest Loser? Scott's got him on the phone.
Len likes The Biggest Loser because you're kind of fans, aren't you? You and Nora, you love that show.
Yeah, well, we're watching it, but we only want to watch the part where the people weigh in, and we want to see which guy gets kicked off. We don't watch anything else.
Yeah.
Who so cares we about TiVo the rest? Passed all that part. We just want to see how much weight these people have lost. And now it's not, you know, these people are not heavy anymore.
No,
they're very svelte.
Yeah. Please don't use that word around here.
I gotta look that up.
Yeah, I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, Lynn, my wife loves that show. It's her weekly religious experience for her. It seems like.
Yeah. Well, I've always wanted to be a fat guy, but the show just doesn't do it for me.
The best part about watching that film is like stuffing your face with pizza while these people are
I'm the biggest winner. I still weigh less than you.
That's awesome. All right. Well, Jeff, thanks for being a part of the program tonight in your own brief way.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, we'll do this again sometime. It's so much fun to call people. We're almost out of time, though. So take it easy. We'll talk to you later. Let me know how the shows go. And don't eat the yellow snow, and watch out where the Huskies go. And that's all I've got for today.
That's a long way for a joke.
Thanks, Jeff.
I'm coming over today.
Yeah, you come over here and share. You can share a mic with Mark one of these nights.
I ain't sharing no mic.
Got a good.
That'd be cute. That'd be so 80s rock band.
Our faces plastered.
That would be a video cast. That would be the video.
That's what we need—a video cast of that. Yikes! All right, Jeff, take it easy. Be good, and don't throw any stuff over the fence.
All right,
dude, see ya.
Bye.
Okay, so let's see. That wraps it up, guys. We're out of time. I still have to – we're going to run out of the show here with another mashup from last week's show, so I want to make sure I have time for that. I want to say a couple of things. Brian,
yes.
If you want to see his comic, go to Pork and Bean. Search for Pork and Bean in freaking Google, and you'll find it. That's always good time.
DMAD.com, whatever.
Hey, Andrew, what's your blog?
Oh, my blog is Cranial Jacks and Converse.
Yeah, write that down. And then
these are all linked on the right-hand side of myextralife.com.
That's too, correct. You can find all of that over there. Jawbone Radio is at jawboneradio.com. Len and Nora, his wonderful wife, do a wonderful podcast. Make sure you go to Jawbone Radio and check it out. Len, thanks for being on the program tonight.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
You would be welcome.
Obsidian,
you would
we
be
miss
welcome.
You.
Yeah, we miss Obsidian. Len, we'd be happy to have you on anytime you're not doing anything on a Tuesday night. And Obsidian,
well,
wherever
I'd love
you.
I'd love to come on with Obsidian. I kind of miss the guy.
Yeah, I do too. The poor little dude. But Obsidian, wherever you are in Cincinnati, don't drink the water. I mean, what's wrong? Cincinnati's not
he's
a bad
probably
place.
Right about in the middle of the Atlantic at the moment.
Yeah, dude, probably floating face down. Well, wouldn't that suck if that was true? That would really blow if I just said that was true. Anyway, but we miss you, Obsidian, so we'll see you soon. Mark, thanks for being in the studio again, as always.
No problem.
And we will see all of you.
Bye, R2.
Part 2?
Oh, R2.
Bye, R2.
Oh, R2. Bye, R2.
Lynn, forget you. R2. Just anytime. You're welcome to come back, R2.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Bye, R2.
R2 would too. Hey, R2.
There you go.
Say goodnight, R2.
It's the same thing. Oh, that was awesome. All right, we're going to trail it out of here. You guys have been great. Great show today, and we look forward to seeing you guys next time. Make sure you email us, myextralife@gmail.com. Any audio or written comments, you can also call the new crap line, 206-203-CRAP. And we'll look forward to talking to you next time. Watch for Minicast later this week as well, and we'll see you then.
If only it was so simple.
We're very excited about Mark's cough. It's both hacking and hilarious. Wow.
Yeah, Texas does this to you.
That was entirely underwhelming. No, I'm just kidding. Good to have you back, Andrew, as always. Your weekly appearance is really warming my heart as I sit here.
Why do the lies have to start so early in the podcast?
We want to thank... Hey, did you have to swim over a river, Obsidian, to get there? Or did you get there to someone traditional?
No, I took a raft.
Okay. And there were 50 of you. You got lost in the shuffle. It's all good.
Oh.
No, he's got all the papers. He's okay.
Things are fine. Things are fine. Things are fine.
We're going to ditch Scott and have Justin do the show.
No kidding. This is awesome. So
Scott has been growing pretty lame.
I'm like old cheese. I start to stink.
You got tired of killing people, decided that it was enough bloodshed.
We never really killed people for real.
How did you get on the back of those flying ostriches?
Yeah, I knew he was going to do it.
I would have stopped jousting right after that pterodactyl attacked me.
Yeah. Okay, Jousting Justin, here's another question for you.
Yes, obtuse obsidian.
Contrary to popular belief, I do have an actual serious question here.
After looking at a lot of your work, I come out of this thinking this is a guy that really likes to ink.
Likes to
ink? Ink. I-N-K. Like pen and ink, you know what I'm saying? Like the black stuff.
Oh, like
ink. Yeah.
No, I hate ink.
I love the dude in the can.
You're an actor, right?
Yeah.
I thought he already answered.
Do you know Dean Cain? Dean Cain.
I lived in Ahwatukee there for... here in 2001.
That sounds like a fake place.
One of my best friends was down there.
Really?
It does. It doesn't sound real. And well, good on you for not going any further, because it gets uglier the more you go. She says, you represent all the hip cat male nerds. Where are the women? Can't we make the show longer? I don't think an hour is enough. Dude, that's always your answer. No, the truth is, we should have a 24-hour telethon. And the money will go to help anybody who's been nailed in the chest, jacked in the chest with a lamp.
He told us a story about how he pulled a muscle when he was reaching for the cornflakes box.
Dude, you're such a retard. You can always tell when Andrew's brewing up a joke. He'll go, well, that reminds me of a time, blah, 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 blah. Speaking of future sport, Francis Nunziata.
They made a sequel to Rollerball called Ping Pong Ball.
Dude.
It had spikes in it. It was very cool.
Yeah. It's hardcore. That's my answer to everything lately.
Cease and desist.
Oh, heaven help us. Just. Yeah, if you're looking for knowledge here, oh, dude, go the other way. I mean, you know so much about jousting, you could probably... you know what? I'm doing Andrew. Never mind. I almost did an Andrew joke.
Actually, he might be talking about that new pit crew we all just hired to take care of our cars.
Yeah, you and your southern freaking redneck NASCAR reference. Hey,
oh, man.
Hey, I'm not a virgin, but I can still play some D&D.
Prove it.
Oh, it'd be gold, wouldn't it? Gold, Jerry, gold. I gotta cue it up. I'm a little off my gun.
You know what's rather ironic is you can solve almost all problems with, you know, armed paratroopers.
Topless male car washes. Ah, the wonders of Skype. I love it. And it's anti-American by gum. That was a geek dream come true. Oh my gosh. He was so bored he left. And I can't say any other ways of seeing you next week, so I won't say it again. ELLR
Extra Life Radio.